Continuing on with lesson 8, page 21 in the 12 basic lesson book. Review the departing sentence. And it was Niwi ki wan e kwa kawa pamitin asamina nistogisikaki. That tells us, I want to go home now. I will see you again on Wednesday. Now, Wednesday is the third day of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So this is why we say nisto gisikao. Gisikao is day. Again, let's read. Niwi kiwane kwa kawa pamitin asamina nisto gisikaki. Now, here is a list of inanimates. Remember, we must read them over because we are going to forget them. We must continue repeating them, otherwise we're going to forget the pronunciation. Let's read, and we say, Kigwai Oma Masnahikan Masnahikanis Otina Mien Chi Anima Ohi Anihi Ewako Wapahta Niwapahten Peta Nata Asta Nasta. Continuing on page 22, we will read the animate words, or words that we've used with animate arrangements. Kigwai, awa, amisk, amiskosis, otin, Mien, Chi, Anna, Nahi, Oki, Aniki, Ewako, Wapam, Niwapamau, Pesu, or Pes. Nas, ahi. Now give meanings to all these inanimate words and animate words. Take your Learning Cree Book 1, which is the green book, and page 51, and you will find a group of animate words. Read the animate nouns, singular and plural, as they are written. Now, you can also make arrangements with new animate nouns. And this way you'll soon be able to use more words in your vocabulary. Okay, on page 51, as it's stated, we say man, na peo, woman, isqueo, boy, na pesis, girl, isquesis, child, Awasis. Horse, Mr. Tim. Cow, Mustus. Mule, Sosoa Tim. Pig, Coo Coos. Sheep, Maya Chicos. Goat, Wapatik. Dog, a Tim. Cat, Minus. Mouse, a Pakusis. A mole, Pucha Chigesis. Pucha Chigesis. A misk, beaver. Muskrat, Wachusk. Mink, Sakwes. Skunk, Sikak. Otter, Ochake. Fox, Machkesis. Coyote, Mr. Chagan. Wolf, Mahican. Bear, Masqua. Moose, Muswa. Now, by adding the AK ending on these words, you would have the plural words like men, women, boys, girls, and so on. Napewak, Isquewak. Napesisak, Isquesisak. Awasisak, Mistatimwak. Mustusak, Sosoatimwak. Kuhkusak, Mayachihkusak, Wapatihkwak, Atimwak, Minusak, Apakusisak, Putsatsigesisak, Amisquak, Wachasquak, Sagwesak, Sigakwak, Uchekwak, Mahkesisak, Mr. Chagan, Mr. Chaganak, Mahikanak, Masquak, and Muswak. This is just a repetition. We don't expect you'll remember them all, but it gives you an idea on how to pronounce them, pronounce these words. Continuing on at the bottom of page 52 in the yellow book, we will read the following nouns, and we say amisk, amisquak, wapus, wapusak, atim, atimwak, minus, minusak, awasis, awasisak, amiskusis, amiskusisak, wapusis, wapusisak, Atimusis, Atimusisak. Minusis, Minusisak. Awasisis, Awasisisak. End of page 22. And page 23 tells us of greetings. The general greeting is, how are you? How are you, my friend? How are you, my buddy? And how are you, my relative? Eh? So if you want more greetings, you turn to page 60 in the green book. However, let's read at the present the few greetings and introductions here. Tansi Ekwa. How are you? How are you, my friend? Tansi Nitotem. Now that's a nem there instead of an n. Tansi Niwahkomagan. How are you, my relative? And how are you, my buddy? Tansi, Niwichewagan. Buddies or pal, you know, one that you travel along with. That's the literal meaning. Here, I think it would be a good idea to have your students talking back and forth to one another by saying Tansi Ekwa, and how are you, and how are you, my friend, and how are you, my buddy, and how are you, my relative, you know, and practice these words. There are other ways of saying greetings and introductions, but this is the more simple form, which is much easier than the more difficult. Introducing the word goodbye, which we already learned. You can find other goodbyes too, which are a little more difficult, but the more simple ones is what we are trying to use to make it more not too difficult for the new learner. Please, the word is mahti, M-A-H-T-I, mahti. And you can say it's used at the table a lot. Like if we say, please the meat, we would say, mahti wias. Please the bread, mahti pahkwisigan. Or please the eggs, mahti wawa. It's like saying please or pass. Continuing now, there is no specific words for goodbye, please, or thanks. These words are used like on a table, and therefore we have given the most simple form of saying these words. Little words such as me, pe, or tu. Now if you turn to page 9, in the Let's Learn Cree book, you'll find these little words, these three little words. Me, a long E. Me tells us give him. And pe means to come. And tu, which is a very abrupt O, tu, means to go. Let's read the following exercises. Here we say, give him me. Give him the book, me masnahikan. Give him the dish, me oyakan. And give him the knife, me mohkuman. And that little word is very, very common and used a lot in the Cree language. And it's always placed before a noun, me. It's always placed before a noun. End of page 23, and we'll continue on to 24. And we have words like sleep, eat, play, and work. Nipa means sleep. Michi so, eat. These are command words. Play, metawe. Work, atoske. Now, with the little word pay, it's also placed before the verb. Come and sleep. Pe nipa. Come and eat. Pe micheso. Pe micheso. Come and play. Pe metawe. Come and work. Pe atuske. The word to, meaning go. Go to sleep. Tu nipa. Go to eat. To michiso. go to play to metawe and go to work to atoske. Now those little words are always placed before a verb or a noun or nouns. A new sentence. What is your name? Tanisi kisihkason. Tanisi kisihkason. Actually, the literal meaning is, how are you named? Now, this is the end of lesson 8, but don't forget the latter part of the book on page 77 and review all the words that are given and transcribe them into English. This is very important. After each lesson, we need repetition in order to remember. This is the end of lesson 8, and we'll continue on to lesson 9.